So, yes, as you know, I work with the Photo Metadata Working Group, and the theory of metadata is wonderful. It works, it drives the workflow, we all know that. But there is always time to have a reality check. So I, in conjunction with this, I had a conversation with Lynn about what is it actually like out there in the real world when you're dealing with social media and dealing with the facts that we've just seen, that which is that, you know, a lot of it gets stripped. Lynn runs the architectural agency Arcade Images, which has got 230 global contributors and represents several national and international collections. She's always engaged with change and was on the BAPLA board, including being chairman. So I'm just going to talk to Lynn now about what is it like running a small specialist library and dealing with social media. So really the first question to you is how do you use social media and why?
We use it badly. We know we should be using it. I'm very good at knowing the theory. Having the time and all the other resources to actually do it and do it properly is a completely different thing. Why we do it? Well, we have to be out there with the noise. It's twofold. If we did it correctly, we would be driving sales. If we did it correctly, we'd also be encouraging more loyalty from our contributors and getting more contributors. So it's definitely twofold. I think in terms of the photographers, yes, it massages their egos, it helps them. So that bit works in terms of getting it right and having the time and the energy to drive sales. We're definitely not there.
Can I just ask, when you say doing it correctly, does that mean just doing more of it?
Just doing it, yeah. just doing it, yeah.
So what do you use?
Twitter and LinkedIn.
That's really it.
Yeah.
Which, as we've seen from the session before, the metadata gets stripped. So does it matter to you that the metadata is stripped out of the images that you send out?
Oh, yeah, of course it does. Of course it matters. But, you know, it's kind of between a rock and a hard place, isn't it? You know, you do it or you don't do it, and it's better to do it than, you know, hopefully, the returns are better than not doing it.
Yeah, and does it matter to your photographers?
I don't think half of them really notice, to be honest. Is that they're their own worst enemies? So, but we can get onto that later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so they don't mind their pictures being used in social media, but what about the rights that are, 'cause in the architectural field, you've got rights in the underlying building and design?
It doesn't even enter their heads.
Doesn't enter their heads. No. So you're sort of the guardians of what goes on. And
no.
If the images were misused in social media, would you be the people that it would all come back to?
Not necessarily, because that's one of the other differences that we may have between us and most stock agencies, is that perhaps 70% of the material we represent has been commissioned. So that's been commissioned by architects or contractors, somebody that's been involved in a particular scheme. And they're the worst, because they're the ones that give it all away and know nothing about metadata and control. They're worse than the photographers, because it doesn't matter to them. They just want to get their projects out there. And I have tried telling clients, architect clients who commission some of our photographers, look, do you realise what you're doing? And you might be able to do this or this to help ameliorate any problems, because you wouldn't like it if your building ended up being used as an advert somewhere along the line for a product that you not only didn't specify, but you actually didn't like. It never enters their heads. I'm hitting my head against a brick wall, so I've decided I'm just going to leave it and get on. And what happens, happens. I've got to be pragmatic about it.
So do you think that this is a sort of, this mirrors what's going on in the photography community generally, or would that be particular to your area, this lack of awareness about copyright and its link to metadata and the dangers of losing the data and losing the attribution?
I think there's a very small number of photographers who are knowledgeable and passionate, but the majority of them, and my husband's one of them, just kind of wants to get on, you know. Oh, you know, just like wants to take photos.
So have you thought of using a watermark on the pictures?
When we put them up onto when we do put them onto Twitter, we do put a watermark on. So we do know that they come from us, but all the same images that are going out from photographers, from architects or whatever, you know, they're just out there.
They're going out. And is that, I mean, putting the watermark on, is that something that holds you up in your workflow? I mean, do you find it easy to get the pictures out there with the right watermark?
No, we don't do it often enough for it to be a drag on our resources.
And if you did do it often enough, would you find that there was actually this was a snag in the workflow?
No, I'm sure that Tim, who does it for us, create a button, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever I ask him to do things, he says, "Oh, I'll just make a button for that."
Make a button. So you can do it in an automated way. So it's
kind of,
it's,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So from Arcade's point of view, you'd like there to be a watermark on the images, but they're all flowing out from underneath.
Yeah, it's
through other routes.
Yeah. So at least if they, I'm sure that if people find, you know, 10 of the same image, and ours has got the watermark on, they still won't come to us. They'll just nick the one that hasn't got the watermark on.
And have you actually ever had an experience of a misuse of a photograph through social media, or either a misuse or a use that should have been paid for?
We had one the other way round, not stolen from anything that we'd put out on social media, but we had a very prominent Dutch architectural practice nick one of our images and put it on his social media, which we found out about. And the attitude was, "Oh, but it's our building, and it's advertising for you too." No, because you haven't even credited the photographer. So, anyway, we charged him. He paid.
So, generally speaking, I mean, from where you're sitting, social media does help your business, and that it seems that it's a sort of risk you have to take.
Yeah. Calculated. I mean, the whole picture industry, crossing the road, it's a calculated risk. It's just another one that we live with.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you think there's any chance at all of any change of attitude among the social media companies that we've just seen mentioned in the last session over the use of, you know, the stripping of metadata?
I'm sure their attitude is, why should we? You know, it's you know, might is right.
Yes.
I'm sure as far as they're concerned.
Along the same lines as the photographers.
Yeah.
Well, I think have you got anything else to say about this wonderful topic?
Well, you know, we're fighting a tsunami, aren't we, of images that are out there with no metadata. A world of orphaned images. And sadly, I have to say, I think so far the whole conference has been really good for the industry so far, and I'm just going to say, I think all the images that are out there, it's probably too late. But going forward, being positive, I think if we can get something for all future images, then that's what we have to concentrate on, and just say, you know, what's gone's gone. We can't put that genie back in the bottle.
Whose job do you think it is actually to pressurise social media? I mean, this is a difficult question, but you know, is it the photographers? Is it the picture libraries? Is it the IPTC? Although I know it's actually not.
It's everybody.
Not our job.
It's everybody.
We do what we can.
And I'm sure that they just think that it's divide and conquer. There are lots and lots of small, maybe very vociferous groups, but it's really not enough for them to to bother about. We're just a little, we're just a pinprick to them. You know, we're not some great, you know, we're not some great alligator that can. I say that's very pessimistic, but I'd like to think it's kind of slightly realistic. They'll just do their own thing until such time as it benefits them.
Okay, perhaps that's a note to end on. If we can find a way that metadata can benefit the social media community, maybe we'll get somewhere. So thank you very much, Lynn.
Thank you for asking me.
Thank you very much.